The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the types of tire wear, their causes, and the implications for fleet management. Types of tire wear. Importance of tire maintenance. The passage of time and continued use of a vehicle have a significant impact on the condition of the tires. Therefore, it is important to understand the types of wear and tear and their main causes. This knowledge is essential in order to take extra care in maintaining your tires and, consequently, ensuring safe and efficient driving. Proper tire care not only improves vehicle efficiency, but is also critical to the safety of the driver and passengers. It is important to keep tires in good condition to prevent premature deterioration. Proper maintenance involves periodically checking the alignment, pressure, and overall condition of the tires to ensure safe travel and optimal driving. Below, we explain how to keep tires in excellent condition, discuss the different types of wear, and suggest practices to prevent major problems. Common causes of tire wear. Tire wear can be caused by multiple factors. In addition to use and the passage of time, driving style and road conditions are important factors. Identifying and addressing these external causes is essential to ensuring even wear and avoiding mechanical or maintenance issues that can accelerate it. Types of tire wear. These are the most common types of tire wear, regular wear. In this case, you would be using the correct pressure the tire has simply worn out due to use and the passage of time, so you would be doing everything right. If you think they have worn out too quickly for how often you drive, check that you are using the right tires and that the weight you are carrying in your vehicle is correct. Sawtooth wear. This occurs when the alignment is incorrect or the shock absorbers are damaged, causing uneven erosion of the tire treads. When tread blocks show sawtooth-shaped wear, it is usually a sign of shock absorber problems. Shock absorbers in poor condition cause irregular bouncing, which prevents even tread wear. This wear can cause vibrations and noise while driving, as well as reducing comfort and safety. The solution is to replace the defective shock absorbers and, often, the affected tires to restore even wear and ensure safety. Localized wear. This type of wear affects specific areas of the wheel and can be the result of sudden braking or skidding. Significantly higher wear in a specific area of the tread usually indicates faults in the braking system, unbalanced discs, worn brake pads or bands, and brake pump failures can cause this type of wear. This localized wear not only reduces the life of the tire, but can also compromise the safety of the vehicle by affecting its braking ability. Therefore, it is important to regularly check and maintain the brake system to prevent this type of wear. Wear in the center. If the pressure is too high, the center of the tire will have more contact with the asphalt, which will accelerate wear in that area. Check the tire pressure at room temperature with a reliable pressure gauge. Adjust it to the value recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. You can find the recommended pressure in the vehicle manual or on the sticker located on the driver's door pillar. Wear on the outside. This can be seen on the outer parts of the tread if the tires are not properly inflated. Excessive wear on both edges of the tires causes the tread to become rounded instead of flat, which may indicate insufficient inflation. If the tires are not sufficiently inflated, the load on the contact area with the road surface is uneven. The center of the contact area does not rest properly and the load is transferred to the outer edges or shoulders. Increased load on the shoulders causes faster tire wear on the outer edges. An underinflated tire tends to flex excessively and heat up more than normal. This accelerates the rate of rubber wear and increases rolling resistance, which increases the vehicle's fuel consumption. To prevent this abnormal wear, the tire should be inflated to the recommended pressure using a reliable pressure gauge, and the pressure should be checked at least once a month with the tires at room temperature. For the recommended pressure, refer to the vehicle owner's manual or the sticker located on the driver's door pillar. Cup-shaped wear. Damaged shock absorbers can cause this type of wear, creating depressions in the wheel surface when driving over bumps. Wear on the outer edge or inner edge, not both. If the tire wears more on the outer shoulder, it is because the car has too much weight on that axle or, more likely, because there is excessive camber or positive camber. This causes the outside of the tire to touch the asphalt more than the rest, resulting in greater wear. The same thing happens when wear occurs on the inside of the tire, but in this case it is due to negative camber. diagonal or multi-area wear. This is not common, but it can happen. Sometimes the tire wears diagonally due to incorrect mounting or a faulty suspension that causes bouncing and wears the tire unevenly. Wear in several areas of the tire can also occur as a result of skidding during braking, malfunctioning ABS or brakes, a deformed rim, or imbalance, bulging on the sidewalls. This cause of tire damage is also common. The cause is as follows. The tire has been hit by a curb or other object in that area, causing damage to the casing and allowing air to enter the sidewall. We should not ignore this problem, as it is very likely that sooner or later the structure will give way and a blowout will occur. This is especially likely when tire pressure increases, for example when driving at high speeds, when driving aggressively, or in summer when temperatures are high. Wavy wear. This is probably due to suspension problems or incorrect tire mounting. Intermittent wear. Irregular tire wear can be caused by poor suspension, excessive speeds, or incorrect inflation pressures. Flat spot on one side of the tread. If you have had to brake suddenly due to dangerous road conditions, your tires will dig in, and the distance the vehicle travels by inertia will create a flat spot on the tread due to friction. Once you've recovered from the shock, you'll need to change your tires. The area that has been in contact with the asphalt will be worn down and the vehicle will no longer grip the road properly. Preventing uneven wear. Preventing tire wear is essential to ensuring safety, optimizing vehicle performance, and extending its service life. Maintain proper pressure. It is recommended to check tire pressure at least once every 15 days and before long trips. If tires are not properly inflated, they can wear out more quickly and unevenly, which also negatively affects fuel consumption and vehicle stability. Rotate your tires regularly. Rotating your tires helps them wear more evenly. It is generally recommended to rotate them every 10,000 kilometers, but check your vehicle's user manual for the manufacturer's specific recommendations. In any case, always put the best tires on the rear wheels. Align and balance the tires. A poorly aligned vehicle or unbalanced wheels can cause uneven tire wear. Alignments and balancing should be performed according to the manufacturer's instructions or if you notice uneven driving or the steering wheel pulling to one side. Drive carefully. Avoid sudden acceleration, braking, and turning. These actions can cause rapid and premature tire wear. Inspect your tires regularly. Check your tires for signs of wear, cuts, cracks, or foreign objects embedded in the tread. It is also important to check for wear using tread depth indicators or a coin. Avoid overloading. Do not overload the vehicle. Excess weight can increase tire wear and negatively affect vehicle safety and handling. Select appropriate tires. Use tires that are suited to your driving style and weather conditions. Summer and winter tires are designed to provide optimal performance and wear in specific conditions. When to change your tires. The law establishes a minimum tread depth for tires. For cars, vans, 4x4 seconds, and SUVs, the remaining tread depth must be at least 1.6 mm in a continuous band covering the central 3/4 of the tread width across the entire circumference of the tire. If wear approaches this threshold, the tires must be replaced. The fleet manager is responsible for ensuring that the tires are roadworthy. Using tires that are not roadworthy can result in penalties for our company. A wear indicator is a small rib with a relief of 1.6 mm present at the base of the main grooves of the tread, at various intervals along the tread. These indicators are present throughout the tire, usually in the main grooves, and at various intervals around the circumference. When the tread depth is at the level of the indicators, it is time to replace the tires. There may be no wear indicators on the outer areas or shoulders. In this case, the legal requirement is that there be no slippery tread. What type of wear renders tires unusable? A tire with a tread depth of less than 1.6 mm. Separation of components, including tread separation. Deformation or exposure of the bead ring, i.e. the component on which the tire is mounted on the rim. Stains and scuffs on the inside of the tire, on the butyl layer. Bulges or deformations on the sidewall related to a break in the carcass wires. Any cut or tear in the rubber, even if superficial. Implications for fleet management. The main consequences are the cost of replacing tires prematurely, the time the vehicle is out of service, and the loss of vehicle safety. Tire costs in a fleet account for 3.5% of total costs and 15%, 20% of variable costs, so appropriate measures must be taken to ensure that tires are used to their full life and replaced due to wear and tear. The following are measures to be taken to ensure that tires are replaced due to wear and tear. Vehicle maintenance. Certain systems, such as steering and braking, affect tire wear. Vehicle maintenance must be carried out according to the vehicle manufacturer's instructions and within the specified period, or when it is detected that it needs to be done. The wheel assembly must be checked, the suspension and braking systems must be checked, and the alignment must be checked. Visual inspection. Before using the vehicle, inspect the tires to ensure they are in perfect condition for use and to check for uneven wear, damage, cracks, etc. Driver training. Training must be provided so that drivers inspect tires before using the vehicle and report any incidents to the fleet manager or workshop manager. Use technology. Telematics and tire companies have mobile apps for managing tire inspection and monitoring. Smooth driving. Vehicles should be driven smoothly, without sudden acceleration, braking, or turning, so drivers should be trained in safe and efficient driving. Use of telematics. Telematics provides data on drivers' driving styles, whether they drive smoothly or abruptly. The use of telematics is always recommended for fleet management, automation of inspection. There is technology that automatically inspects and monitors tires. It is a device in which the tires are placed on a platform and the tread is scanned, measuring depth, uneven wear, etc. Choosing tires. Choosing the wrong tires can cause uneven wear. There is a wide variety of tires available, including summer, winter, highway, off-road, mixed use, reinforced sidewalls, construction, efficient, etc. It is therefore recommended that you seek advice from manufacturers or major tire distributors on the best tires for your vehicles. In summary, it is important to understand the main causes of tire wear in order to perform regular checks and maintenance. This prevention is essential to reduce wear and avoid serious technical problems. With proper care, you will not only increase the life of your tires, but also improve safety and efficiency on the road. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the types of tire wear, their causes, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.